start your day talking about pot-bellied pedophiles. And it doesn't end. You know, we played the video of the unnamed man walking through the street with a bullhorn, trying to wake people up. You know, these people are channeling Alex Jones. This is what Alex Jones was doing 20 years ago, going around with a bullhorn, waking people up. This is here's an interesting little cartoon. We got Pam Bondi and Cash Patel. I think there's a room here. It says Epstein Files. And there's a normie going, yeah, you're going to get him. And then they walk out and they're glassy eyed. Like, there is no client list. He killed himself. And there's a glow coming out of the room. And the guy's going, what the F is in there? And will we ever get the real truth about it? Because we keep finding all this other stuff. Let's go to this clip. This is I Am the Storm confronting. Well, see, this is what happens when we don't see action from our elected officials on any of this stuff. Just, hey, we're gonna check our area, make sure we're clean. We're gonna do an investigation into this, and we're gonna be transparent about it. No, you get nothing from, you know, county people who are, you know, what's going on in your county? I'm sure there's stuff going on here in Travis County and Hayes County. I'm sure there's all kind of stuff going on around here. But here she is confronting, and she's done this many times because she seems to know the names, the first names of the people she's confronting. And, you know, this is kind of where people are. This is kind of where I'm at. If you're not actively speaking out against this and talking and looking at things, oh, then you're condoning it, as far as I'm concerned. Clip 33.
I am wondering if you are all pedophiles because you don't seem to care that children are being sexually abused. So the only thing I could ascertain is that you guys probably enjoy child porn. I don't know, right? You're not looking. I mean, if somebody claimed that I was, I would say, I absolutely am not. I wouldn't let it stand as fact, but you guys love to let it stand as fact that that's what's going on because you're not willing to stop it. So, I mean, if you're willing to perpetuate it, what else could you be? You're going to shake your head, then do something about it. No, Monica, you're not a pedophile. Then why aren't you doing anything about the child abuse that's happening in the county? Because you don't care. If you cared, you would want to stop it. If you cared if it happened to your child, you'd want to stop it. If it cared, if it happened to you, you'd want to stop it. Jim, what if it happens to your grandchild? What if? Would it matter then? Probably, right? So horrible to think about. Right.
Next speaker, please.
And these public comments are interesting because people get up and say the darndest things and the community people don't say, no, listen, we're not into that. No. It's just, next speaker, please. We're allowing you rabble to come up and shout things at us. We don't really care what you have to say. In Austin, they would do this. Somebody would come, like Owen Schroyer would get up and start talking, and they would literally get up and go into the next room. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. So at least these people were listening. I guess you could say that. All right, we come back. I'm going to play this clip that kind of shocked me. This Dr. John DeMartini. Oh, who happens to be in the Epstein files, too. I know, I'll read the email coming up after the break. Who says, you know, children who are raped and murdered, they've asked for it. It's not a bad thing. I mean, you're going to be shocked when you... There's no nuance there. He says exactly what's on his mind, and that's how these people think of us. Big club, you ain't in. We'll be right back. You're watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dune.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to The American Journal. We are into the second hour. I'm going to go to this video of Dr. John DeMartini. And when I saw this ex post, and I'm like, this can't be real. He can't really say this. And it's worse than what these people are saying. This is Speak with Dee Dee and on X, and she says, the interviewer says, children who have been raped attracted it to their lives. They brought it in. They manifested it. This is one of the guys who helped Oprah write The Secret. You guys might not remember that, but it came out in the early 2000s. You could get it on Netflix when they were still delivering DVDs, The Secret. And then ends by saying there's upsides to murder of children. All right. And he's in the Epstein files, and we'll get to all that in 1 second. But I do want to tell you, the reason we're here, the reason we're still here, I reminisced about them trying to destroy us last hour. The people who seem to be for this, they seem to be okay with child sex predators. Is when people support us at thealexjonesstore.com. And right now, $10 off every single order. Boom. Free $10 every order. No minimum to spend. So you can go in there and buy the cheapest thing in there if you want to get $10. But that's not what you're doing it for. It's almost like, though, if you're a VIP member. Because if you're a VIP member, it's $30 a month to be a VIP member. And then you get $10. You get $40 in credit every month to spend in the store. So that's like a free $10 there. So you could join the VIP for $20 and get $40 in credit. And then use that in the store to get some of the amazing supplements like methylene blue. Then we have the liquid tincture, and we also have the pills. I'm still on my experiment, though. I haven't had methylene blue since not this past Friday, but the Friday before that. So it's been over a week. And I was doing a pill every other day. The capsule, I guess. It's not a pill. It's a capsule. Let's be accurate, Rob. We don't want to give out fake news. Yeah, they're capsules. It's got powder inside of it. And I'm waiting to see when I wake up in the morning and have brain fog, because that's where I had it the most. That's where it would happen the most. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd just be like, and it wasn't from drinking or anything. It wasn't from anything like that. It was just my brain took a little bit of time to jumpstart. And now every time I wake up in the morning, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And if I don't pick up my phone, I'll get my ass out of bed. But that's the key. You got to keep your phone out of reach. I try to charge it to where I have to get up and take two or three steps out. Because once I'm up, I'm like, all right, let's start moving. Let's start getting ready. And I'm sure we all deal with that. Those little crack devices. But AlexJonesStore.com, $10 off with every order. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, the supplements, the knives. What else do we have in there? We probably have stickers. Anything you want. Well, the hydration. I forgot about the optimal human hydration. Yeah, those come in the little packets. I haven't looked at the insert on that. See if you can find that to see if, I wonder if it has magnesium in it. Because I used to take, a long time ago, we did this stuff with Youngevity, and they had a product called Pollen Burst. And I would go skiing, and the next day my legs would be so sore, but I would take a packet of that, and immediately the soreness would go away. Like within 10 minutes, the soreness would go away. And I don't know if that has, I think it was the magnesium that was in there that took the soreness away. But these, I got to look at these real hydration packets because I'm out of the other ones that I used to have from many years ago. And, you know, when I go on my next trip, I want to have, I don't like sore legs in the morning. It's not very good, but let's go to this clip now. I've teased it enough. This person, I don't know how this, the interviewer didn't like reach across the table and smack him from hearing this, but this is Dr. John Martini, a human behavior specialist at the DeMartini Institute in Houston, Texas. This guy lives in Texas. Texans are allowing this. I think when you make statements like that, you should be escorted out of the state. Go to New Mexico with that garbage. Here he is.
Everybody who's been raped attracted it into their life.
Anytime you're addicted
to the... No, answer this question. Everybody who's been raped attracted that rape into their life.
1,300 cases of pedophilia.
And the children attracted the pedophile. And
you really want to go there? Let's go. All these things that we label good and bad have been labeled good or bad depending on who you're taking sides with.
I have a really hard time with this. If I went home today and somebody was assaulting my wife, I would forcibly stop it.
Probably.
Because no, you would value... No, not probably. 100% certainly. I wouldn't say, maybe this is his belief and this is my belief.
You're going to react in that setting exactly proportion to your morality at the time. If you see what he's doing as evil, you're going to do what you can to stop him.
But it is evil.
In your perception, it will be.
It's not okay to beat a child to a pulp. It's not okay to sexually assault a child. There is something actually fundamental inside of us that is on a driving force towards life, love, freedom, the experience to live this beautiful world. And if somebody is intentionally interfering with that, we have an obligation to try and prevent or stop it. You can override your impulses. I've wanted to hit somebody and not done it.
You've repressed it inside yourself and then attacked your customers right here in front of me.
I'm attacking you?
Well, you're basically taking information that goes against what you say, and you're saying, I'm just going to refuse to put it on my show because of it. It's like a fight to you. It doesn't match your belief system, so you're ready to fight and attack.
Your hands are shaking.
When you say that you're going to not go any further on a podcast because of what I'm saying,
because
that
fundamentally,
means it challenges you and you're wanting to avoid it.
No, because it's putting out information that I think is detrimental to the world.
I'm not going to pacify my research for any human being on this planet. Nobody. The reality is that there's upsides to that event.
There's upsides to the murder of children?
Yes, there's upsides to it.
I think we're going to have to stop here, John.
Upsides to the murder of children. And here he is in the Epstein files. We don't know exactly what he's saying, but it looks like he's forwarding a message to a Francis Jardine Deuce. And they're talking basically about an unsettlement that's going on. I've been drinking water, eating fruit and nuts. Thank you for your effort and consideration of what has been contributing to me being unsettled. I think your suggestion is helpful to me. I don't even know who talks like this. I will talk with the contractors to see if we can get an agreement in place with regards to how to finish up the renovation project. And they're talking about putting a fireplace in. And if some people have been looking at the photos and they're like, you know, the Epstein Island and all these other places where everything was always being renovated and there were these cleaning schedules, you know, and that he was probably running a high-end brothel, which I'm sure was part of the way you get people's money, you know, high-end guys to get their money. You open these things up. You attract lots of money and you're like, hey, you like having girls in? You're kind of ugly. You know, you look at most of these guys that are involved with this. Not good looking guys, not family guys. They're just kind of, you know, these roaming bachelors. So, but here we have Dr. John DeMartini, you know, saying children bring murder upon themselves. I mean, really, you know, you get mad at your kids when they don't do the dishes. They're not asking to be murdered, right? No, they're just not doing what they're supposed to do. And it's our job to teach these kids on what to do. So there's that. Let's see. I've got three more Epstein clips. I might as well get through all these. This one is clip 32. It has to do with the search term called the girl. So there was a search term people were using called the girl. And we all know what that is. And here's this clip. It's from a TikToker who did some research. Here it is.
So a few days ago, I made this video. Why are you guys not talking about the apartment complex? They wanted me to explain what I was talking about with the apartments and what you find with the search term, the girl, in the file. So here we go. Now, first up was the term girl. This is the term that I told you to search. And here's why. Because when you search that term, you get some really interesting emails between Jeffrey and other men and women, in which it is very clear that these people are procuring young girls for Epstein from all over the world, everywhere, like Brazil and Hungary and Kazakhstan. And it's literally all over the world. It's lots of things like this from Mortimer Zuckerman. That's like, how is the girl hunting? Or you would be so proud. The only place open here tonight was a church. The girl was cold. Oops. Or Epstein talking about one of the girls needing immediate care for something that had gone on with her teeth. But the real reason that I wanted you to search through that term, the girl, and what I talk about most importantly in this video is the apartment. There were a lot of apartments, and there are a lot of messages between Leslie Groff, who was Epstein's assistant, to the people who are managing those apartments, saying things like, you need to clean 8B, you need to clean 8A, there's a new girl coming today, staying through so-and-so and so-and-so. Here's another one. Hey, 10B is available for cleaning now. The girl who was staying there has departed a day early. We have a guest coming to stay in apartment 10B this Saturday. Let me know when you can clean 10B, please. And what I think is really telling is Leslie gets really snarky with whoever is managing these apartments in New York, because she says more than once, this is just one of them, when she says, we can't screw up these cleaning schedules. In another one of these emails, she says, we cannot have someone walking into one of these apartments and seeing our guests accidentally because they're running brothels. And it's just tons of these girls coming in and out of these apartments. And when you go and watch the videos, there are so many videos of apartments being renovated, of Epstein walking around apartments, of women walking around apartments that are being renovated. And in some of the really horrific videos, you can tell it's the same apartment appearing in the background over and over and over. And they even say, like, don't cook for the girl in the apartment. This is Epstein telling Ghislaine Maxwell that one of the girls in one of the apartment is not to have the cook that's there cook for her. A brothel. And on top of these emails, there are cleaning schedules and an unimaginable list of properties that were owned by Epstein. Not mansions, not islands, weird middle class, lower class properties all over the country, all over the world that you would not expect to be owned by him. It's way worse than you guys are making it out to be.
Most of us are fine, upstanding citizens, and we don't visit brothels. I've never visited a brothel, but I've talked to people who worked in brothels, and I've edited video of people talking about working in brothels. That's my disclosure on that. And, you know, these incursions take maybe an hour, 2 hours at the most. And then you got to have somebody come in and clean it, which is why they're always having these cleaning issues. Maybe you're spending the night with somebody if they're paying more money. But you got to, the key is turning the room over so you can get another person in the room. And you can't get a new person in the room until the old room's clean, which is why they're talking about all these cleaning schedules. So, you know, Epstein running a high-end brothel in addition to all the other stuff he was doing. That makes sense for part of what's going on, part of these emails. But then you look at the beef jerky, and I got in an argument with a guy on X, and he's like, elites love having jerky. They love their high-end jerky. I'd never heard of this. And he sent me a picture, and I'm not going to give the guy's name, because it's not that who he is. He was an InfoWars guy, and, you know, we didn't go far enough in whatever he thought, so who cares? But, you know, he said to me, look, the guy at the cannibal restaurant, he makes jerky. Okay. So he's coming over to make jerky at the house? No, jerky takes a long time to make. You don't just go, here's your jerky. It's not just like a TikTok video where you slap it down and there's jerky. No, you have to dehydrate this stuff. You have to season it. Maybe there's some sauce. Maybe it's just a dipping sauce he's making for the jerky. I don't know. Seems a little weird. Trump's actually live right now talking. No, he's not. He's about to go live. He's going to honor Lake and Riley and other crime victims in the Angel Family Day signing. But this is what I think is interesting. So Trump signed the Lincoln Riley Act into law in January 2025 as his first bill of his second term. The act requires the federal detention of illegal immigrants arrested for things like burglary or theft. The act requires federal detention. Okay? So what did you see going on in Minnesota? Well, the reason they were having all these protests is because they're releasing criminals and the ICE agents had to go find them in society. They weren't just like rolling up to the prison, picking up the guy who's already in chains and then escorting him to a van where then he gets brought to an airport and he's flown away. No. So literally the people like the Mayor Jacob Fry and the governor, Tim Walz, are literally breaking federal law, and the attorney general are breaking federal law by allowing these guys to be released because the act requires federal detention of illegal immigrants arrested for things like burglary or theft. They're going around catching pedophiles. They're catching guys who were sexually assaulting minors in Minnesota. So all the people that are protesting this and getting involved with it, you're literally protesting rapists and murderers who are being let free. I mean, I don't understand how you can do that in a society. And I keep saying that. Like, we are in bizarro world. It's literally gotten nuts. And these guys are still walking around. They supposedly been subpoenaed, but we haven't seen them answer questions. Tim Walz, Jacob Fry, these guys aren't answering questions. They're just going about their business. All right, let's get even more into the weeds. This is anonymous, so we don't know if this is true or not. This is clip 26. Anonymous officer from Nigeria claims Jay-Z and Beyonce participated with Epstein in the hunting of innocent children. Now, on the scale of did this really happen, it's probably more that it didn't happen than it did happen because it's just one guy talking about it, but you never know. You never know. But these things, you know, somebody leaks something, then they come out of the woodwork. You know, there's people saying that were calling the FBI tip line saying, you know, Trump was slitting kids' throats and they were participating in orgies and all this stuff. And this is all stuff that happened during Biden's presidency when they set up the tip line to get all these anonymous tips. But here's the Nigerian officer. He's got a very heavy accent. So I do believe he's from Nigeria, but I don't know if what he's saying is true or not. But it could be. Go ahead. Here's the clip.
With the Lagos State Police Command, 15 years on the force. I can't give you my name because I'm not authorized to speak with the press, but I'm speaking out because somebody asked to. I've seen corruption, I've seen crime, but nothing like this. When the survival statements came in last year, detailing Jeffrey Epstein's operations here in Nigeria, the human ants in the northern bush and southern forests, I was assigned to the initial inquiry team. We interviewed witnesses, collected evidence from remote villages, missing children reports dating back to 2002, strange aircraft sightings, locals paid off or threatened to stay quiet. The allegations are clear and horrifying. Epstein turned parts of our country into a playground for the super rich. Children, vulnerable kids from poor communities, were taken, stripped, released into isolated terrain, and hunted like animals. Guns, dogs, helicopters. For sport, survivors described Jay-Z and Beyonce being there on at least three occasions, laughing, directing, even killing when the moment felt right. Multiple witnesses described Beyonce stepping in for the final act on cornered victims, cold and deliberate. Another talked about skin taken afterward, human skin turned into leather for a tour outfit. We have names, dates, locations, credible enough to open a formal case. My team wanted to move fast, issue international arrest warrants, request Interpol red notices, question Jay-Z and Beyonce through diplomatic channels. We had enough to bring them in for questioning, to seek real justice for the victims and their families who still wait for answers. But then the calls started, not from Abuja, from Aya, very high. U.S. embassy contacts, people with direct lines to Washington. The message was the same every time. Drop it. Shut the file. No further action. They didn't threaten violence outright. They didn't need to. They said if we pursue this, if we name the celebrities or push for extradition, billions in development funds, health programs, security assistance would be gone overnight. Sanctions on senior officials in our government, frozen assets, travel bans, diplomatic isolation that would hurt ordinary Nigerian more than anyone. Think about your country, they said. Think about the economy. This is bigger than one case. We were told to classify it as unsubstantiated rumor. Archive the files, warn witnesses to stay silent. Some colleagues already transferred out or retired early. I'm still here, but I know my time is short. This isn't justice. This is protection. The powerful shield their own while our children disappear. The media does not report the truth. I'm speaking now because someone has to. The victims deserve truth. Their families deserve answers. If it costs me my badge or worse, I won't stay silent anymore. The world needs to know the hunts happened. The names are real. And the cover-up is active right now from the top.
So, you know, you hear something like this and you're like, wow, that's pretty crazy. He's talking about stuff that happened in 2002 in Africa. Do we have any corroboration in the Epstein files? I know around 9/11, there's not much. Those seem to be the files that are missing around 9/11, which is, that's interesting in itself. But do we have anything about Jeffrey Epstein in Africa in 2002? Well, here we got from Ghana Business News. Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell came to Ghana with Bill Clinton in 2002. Where's Ghana? Well, it's just two small countries over from Nigeria. You know, Africa's a big country. It's got that big kind of, I don't know, badonkadonk right there. And Ghana's here, and then a couple countries over is Nigeria. So pretty close to each other. Could he have taken a helicopter over to Nigeria and done some of these things? Possibly. Yeah, there's Ghana, there's Nigeria. Very close to each other. So we've got maybe, you know, he uses the cover of taking Clinton to Africa. You know, what are they doing? Probably spreading vaccines to the good people there in Ghana. That's what we always, seems to always, that's our little testing ground. That's where they test vaccines on the young children of Ghana, or of Africa, really, of all of Africa. That's where, you know, Bill Gates is always talking about how he's going to help out the young children in Africa. And I've actually got some Bill Gates news, which we'll cover on the other side of this break. Although I might get into Iran. There's some interesting Iran stuff with the Huckabee interview with and some fallout from that with Tucker Carlson. But apparently Bill Gates and Albert Bourla have been ordered to testify in a Dutch COVID vaccine injury lawsuit. We'll see if that actually happens. Will these guys, are these guys above the law? We're going to find out. Are they above international law? We're going to find out very soon. You're watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on X at News News, DewsNewz. And there's Bill Gates helping the kids.
All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. It's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexshowstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit. or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money. Dishevel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You know, say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexshowstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP. 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 And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. It's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexshowstore.com.
With your host, Rob Du. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I guess since I teased Bill Gates, we should go into Bill Gates and we'll cover Iran. Because the attacks didn't happen today, but basically we have half of our Air Force, our air power capabilities in that area right now, and more planes are coming. So it's a matter of time. They're just getting resources ready. And we're going to talk about why we're doing that. And you know what? Let's in the third hour, we'll open up and take maybe five calls, six calls. We'll see. But let's put the number up. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And we'll see, you know, what you guys have to say about anything that I've talked about. We'll get into it. Don't forget, $10 off every single order at thealexjonesstore.com. Let's get into Bill Gates. RFK Jr. was giving a speech at the Make America at a Turning Point thing. And see, this was a lawsuit that was filed in 2023. And one of the victims has since died. And the lawsuit centers around questioning whether the COVID-19 injections are a bioweapon. So here's RFK Jr. talking about it. And we'll see if, you know, if anything's going to happen to old Uncle Bill and Albert Bourla. Will anything happen to these guys? A short clip. Here it is. This is RFK Jr.
Well, there was something else, another article about Bill Gates.
Yeah.
That came out today that said he's just been indicted. He's been indicted in the Netherlands for lying to the public about the COVID vaccine. And he's going to have to go to trial.
Yeah.
You think that he wants to go to trial here in the United States of America?
You think anybody's going to put him on trial in the United States of America? Hasn't happened yet. I have another RFK clip that's interesting, but I think these two clips might be more interesting. And it's sort of, you know, after seeing this, I think you have to add on the suspects list, you know, they say, oh, it was this trans kid shot Charlie Kirk and no one else was involved, even though people knew about it, but nobody else was involved. We're only looking at one guy, even though there's a guy on the ground saying he shot him and gets arrested and he was paid to do that. And then they filed child porn on his phone. So he gets locked away. So he can't talk anymore. Starts making you think. Well, this is Brett Weinstein. What clip is this? Oh yeah. Clip 23, talking with Joe Rogan. And Brett and Charlie were working to get the COVID vaccines pulled. And he was saying he had President Trump's ear. This is very interesting. And it adds to the list of suspects. So here's that clip.
Charlie Kirk and I were working together, trying to get the shots pulled. He had the president's ear. I was helping to inform him about what's really going on with the mRNA platform. And anyway, we were making great progress. He sent me a text at one point. I had congratulated him on, I think, the shots having been pulled for no longer being recommended for kids and pregnant women. And he said something, I think it was, we're doing holy work together. And it meant a lot. I'm obviously not a religious person, but it meant a lot for me to hear that from him. And I do think among the many tragedies that are the result of his terrible death is the fact that it slowed progress on getting these shots removed from the market.
So that to me says, well, do we look at Big Pharma being involved in this at all? Because we see, you know, Albert Bourla in the White House. We see Bill Gates being invited to lunches. And maybe, you know, Trump's talking to him, you know, we've got this guy, Charlie Kirk and Brett Weinstein. They're trying to get these pulled off the market. Oh, and they're like, oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Huh. We'll see what we can do about that. You know, if we're gonna talk about Fort Huachuca, I think we should definitely add Big Pharma into this list of suspects. I noticed no Fort Huachuca jumpsuit today. You're not jogging? Nah. It's a little cold this morning. Still getting rid of the remnants of global warming. It was a weird winter though. It got warm, cold, warm, cold. Now the Northeast is getting pounded again with more snow. I think they're getting 2 feet of snow in New Jersey. The West finally got some snow. There was an avalanche that killed some people who were backcountry skiing. And that's what happens when there's no snow and then there's a bunch of snow real quickly. It's all unsettled. It's got to settle down and stuff starts to settle down. It starts to flow. Here's a clip that was posted by @InfoWars_TV, InfoWars fan. He's digging out great clips. And this one, it's Alex Jones from 2/21/20. where he's talking, and this is already after he'd interviewed Francis Boyle a couple times. I think we interviewed Boyle starting in the end of January. And then I'm going to go to Tim in Seattle, who wants to talk about the saga of Bill Gates and Francis Boyle. Because Francis Boyle was literally the guy who said, this is a bioweapon, 100%. It's got gain of function. It's got all these. It's a chimera. He was the first person that I heard say it was a chimera. And we got him on right after they posted. It was some scientists from India who had analyzed the virus. And they're like, this thing's got HIV in it. It's got a bunch of weird stuff in it. And then that went away. They're like, oh, no, this was a fake. This was fake. We can't have this. I'm sure the caste system went into effect. But here's Jones. Do you need that clip number? 22. Yep, that's the one. We're going to go to 22. And this is Alex Jones talking about basically everything that came to pass. This is like you could next to it, you could just start like dumping change into the Alex Jones was right jar, because everything he's putting out here all became true later. Here it is.
Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and World Treaty, has been at the very tip of the spear. Again, you revise your assessments as you learn more. We've never revised that it was man-made. We've never revised that it was released. But we've looked at, was it Canada where they were working on a weaponized version of it? Was it stolen by this Chinese operative who now died mysteriously? Well, it turns out, hiding in plain view, and we had Dr. Boyle on about this yesterday, lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. This is The Scientist, major journal, November 2015, pointing out that a U.S. university produced the exact virus, a chimera that we're now dealing with, and that's why other groups, Indian research facilities and others, universities have come out and said this is edited. You can see where the gene editing happened. It's got the scars. It's got the points where it was put in. There's no debating. And so it's here. And so you've had Senator Cotton saying stop the cover-up. You've got the White House saying they want to know if China's covering it up. But it turns out in 2015, China bought this from a U.S. university. It's all right here. And we have reports of U.S. government put a stop to all funding. And you have watchdog groups in mainline news saying don't do this. So now, did the Chinese release it? Or like mousepox, remember 20 years ago? Internationally, mousepox that will kill 98% of humans, the way it's engineered, if it gets out. Between 90% and 98%. The scientist asks, why is the code to this being given out on the internet? Because the globalists are hoping that it gets proliferated and a terrorist produces it, or they want plausible deniability. That's what's happened. What do you do when there's fingerprints on all this? Well, you hand it out.
It was created in a lab in Wuhan, China. Well, actually, if you look at The Scientist, it was created in North Carolina. Ralph Baric was working on it with the Bat Lady, who then went to Wuhan, China, the Bat Lady. And then it was leaked out. Who knows when? Some people think it was 2019 at some army exercise that was going on. And people were getting sick in late 2019. They didn't know what it was.
Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
You are implying...
I never...
That what did we did that. Was responsible for the deaths of individual... I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Yeah. All right. We can cut it there. We can cut it there. I love that. You know, are you implying I killed those people? Well, you know, one thing you did was tell people they had to use remdesivir, which had a 30% kill rate, and it didn't work. People knew that, Dr. Fauci. But, you know, that was InfoWars in 2021-20, early on the pandemic, before this 14 days to slow the spread. All right, Tim in Seattle, over there bullhorning the Gates Foundation day after day, just like our buddy in New York who's bullhorning. And we need more bullhorns. I don't think we have enough bullhorns yet. We need to get saturation with bullhorns all over the country. Go ahead, Tim. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic, and I am doing the day-after-day bullhorning. I will be there in about an hour and 15 minutes, demanding resignations. But I wanted to talk about Francis Boyle. Apparently, that's, like, Bill Gates' indictment is kind of in the waters. We're not really certain if it's real or not. But 20 days after Francis Boyle was supposed to, he was tapped to testify against Bill Gates and Borla in the Netherlands, he was killed.
Yeah.
He died. Right?
He had some weird pneumonia. You know, he had the weaponized pneumonia.
Right. Now, like, they're going to do their best to try to quell it and kill everybody that can whistleblow. And those are the experts that we've been listening to. And it's up to us to take up, you know, pick up the reins and drive this chariot of truth all the way to the destination as far as we can. We have to do the heavy, hard lifting and expose these people. So the best way to do it is with bullhorns, y'all. Like, America is completely ruined at this point if we let these people get away with it. And I'll blame you. I'll blame everybody hearing my voice. You don't get up and animate yourself and start fighting for these children that are, I mean, we're talking industrial scale. These people will get away with it, and we deserve it.
Yeah. You know, what you're doing, Tim, is what everybody should be doing. And it should be normal, commonplace to see people walking around with bullhorns telling people what's going on and things they need to investigate. And you're eventually, we're going to hit the pedo tolerance level and it'll end, but not until we hit that level. And I don't think we're quite there yet. You know, there's a lot of people awake, still a lot of people asleep, still a lot of people going about their business.
There is. And we're, you know, we'll just have to hold the place until they wake up. But again, if you are, if you're on the fence about this, if you're looking the other way, if you're looking to not talk about the things that are, you know, controversial and stuff, like, you're not helping the truth movement. You're not helping America. In fact, you're wasting our time. Get out of the way. Allow people to have this conversation and never let it, don't set it down. Don't get distracted. We need that pedo tolerance level to be at maximum. We deserve what we get, 1,000%.
You're right. If we stand by and let this happen, and things are changing. I think we're not hearing about a lot of these pedo arrests. They don't make the news like they should, because they want people demoralized. They want people to think that this can be talked about and going on with high level officials, and they're going to cover it up. We're looking at the FBI. They're looking like they're just covering things up, moving along. But there's local enforcement happening. Local sheriffs are making busts. There's a lot of people that's been busted. I haven't seen the latest numbers, but I know it's in the thousands of children that have been rescued, maybe even the tens of thousands of children, and thousands of sexual assault purveyors, sex trafficking purveyors have been arrested. So we are making inroads. But we got to, you know, it's like you don't just sit back and go, all right, we got, you know, 1,000 arrests. No. There's probably a good 40 to 50,000 of these people that are really bad. And they need to be put away.
They do. I mean, so after sentencing, we can discuss, we can start doing the memes after sentencing. But I definitely think that we should be as serious as possible about this until it's actually solved. Or the circus will continue on forever. And, you know, that's what they've presented us. There's no other path to walk. You know, you can't just put your head down in the sand and hope that the pedophile vampires will just not see you, right? They see us all. They've normalized their ritual sacrifice into our culture. Like, you should take that personally. They've basically initiated us in this by mainstreaming it all. And you should take it so personally that you act against them. God bless everybody.
Thanks, Tim. And people can go put his X back up. It's at Tim Lastly. If you have anything you want him to bullhorn at the Gates Foundation, send him a post on X. Go to his X. And I think if you're on his account and then you go to a post, it'll send it right to him. And you can tell him what you want him to talk about. He'll bullhorn for you. He'll bullhorn in your name. And you know, we need more people doing this. In fact, the next guy doesn't use a bullhorn. He uses an entire apparatus that he brings out into the heart of darkness there in the French Quarter, which is a place of amazing history, but also some dark history. It's badass Uncle Sam. How are you doing today, sir?
Hello there, Rob. Dude, how are you?
I keep reading this news. It makes me sick to my stomach. But, you know, we're going to keep reporting on it until it stops.
Yeah. Well, you had one of my favorite people on just now, Lady Liberty. Audra Morgan was the woman in the clip in front of the San Diego Council.
Mm-hmm.
I do a show with her on Thursdays.
Okay.
Yeah, from Central Time, from 10 to noon. But her, also someone else might be familiar with, is Ricky DeSantis, who is a survivor of 9/11, and he's 24/7 talking, you know, exposing the truth of that. Then there's the gentleman, Darian, who's helping me to put my new rig together, my new website for my new rig. That's going to have two, you know, huge screens out there blasting InfoWars to the streets of New Orleans. And so all three of these people that I'm closely associated with right now are working with families who are trying to get their children back from the biggest pedophile network of all time, our U.S. government.
Yeah. Yeah, through CPS, Child Protective Services?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All three of them we're not coordinated at all. It just happened. And I happen to know these people. They just happened. It shows you how huge this is. I just happen to know these people. They're working with me, and they just happen to be working with families that are trying to desperately.
Sure. Well, you know, Uncle Sam, we were interviewing Nancy Schaefer, a state senator from Georgia, and she was uncovering, this was like in 2012 we were having her on, talking about CPS is the biggest child trafficking organization in the country. And yeah. It's literally our federal government. You know, and it probably ties in with the yearbook picture people, that's how they find victims. I mean, you got to look at this network of people. But there's Nancy Schaefer, had her on. Oh, interestingly enough, her husband decides to shoot her and shoot himself in the head.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens when you investigate CPS. You go on murder, suicide rampages. And nothing about their health, nothing. Nothing about they were having problems. All of a sudden, boom, she's gone. And they're trying to, just sweep it under the rug.
Oh, you ought to see what they've done to Audra. I mean, there's a 14-minute clip of her before the council that is epic. She actually turns the podium around and talks to the people in the council meeting there, the audience.
And you know what? That's what people should do. They should turn their back on these elected officials because they don't represent us anymore.
Yeah.
And you turn to the people who are there, who really need the message, who really want the information, because the people behind you don't care. They could care less. They're there to either scam government money out of something. That's the only reason these people are in these positions, to figure out some scam where they can make money. They're not there to serve, because if they were there to serve, they would do it for free. They're not there to serve. They're there to take.
You got that right. I mean, it's perfect. Yeah, I'm always amazed. I look at them listening to the people speak. Anytime you go to a council meeting, they're playing on their iPhones. They're shuffling through papers. They don't pay attention to us. They don't give a fat crap about what, you know, we got to say. And it goes back to what Thomas Jefferson said, you know, you when the people are afraid of the government, you get tyranny. When the government's afraid of the people, you have freedom. Well, we got to make them afraid of us. That's why getting out and doing it. Now, it always takes a small group of dedicated people to do it. So that's what we need. But we need a few more, like a few more bullhorners, a few more people getting out there on the street. One thing I really do applaud the left for is that they are on the street. They'll get out there. Yes, yeah, some of them getting paid. A lot of them are just dumb minions. But they show up. They're out there. If you ever come to New Orleans, you go through the French Quarter, every third block, there's some NGO out there with a vest on.
Yep.
For you. Yeah. Would you like to sign up to give money for the gay rights? Would you like to sign up for abortion?
Do you like dogs? Oh, you love. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've been hit by those people. You walk in through the French Quarter, and they're there right on the periphery of Jackson Square trying to get people to sign up for their cause, which is basically just to put more money in so they could put more people on the streets to protest things.
And where are we? Why aren't we right next to them, countering everything they say?
Yeah.
They don't come around me anymore. They used to come around where I sat up down there. near the French Market, but they don't get, because I'll grab my cameras, I'm in their face, and they're off.
Because you recognize what that is. That vest is a mark. It's a marker, and it says, I'm the enemy. I'm here to take money and influence and give it back to people who aren't really concerned. You know, and that's the thing. They disguise it. Oh, we're for the people. We're for the people. We're for the people. You're not for the people. You're for giant faceless NGOs and billionaires who want to control people and kill people. They think there's too many people on the earth. That's World Wildlife Fund. That it was made. It was started by a guy who wants to depopulate the world. Like, that's what these people want to do. They're not here for you. These people don't care about you. That's why they treat you like cattle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to get Audra on. She's you can reach her Eye of the Storm on X.
Yep.
And, boy, she is a powerhouse. I mean, that woman is strong.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if anybody would want to come on from California this early in the morning. Although I'm sure Matt Baker would. He was confronting a cannibalist museum, a cannibal museum dedicated to cannibalism, the museum in San Diego. And he's up there asking him, do you like eating babies? Do you like eating babies? It's just more work in that we need to go back to the streets. We were doing that for a long time. And I think that helped get Trump elected the first time. But we've kind of stopped since Jan 6. That kind of put a chilling effect on people going out in the street because they are they don't want to get picked up by the FBI for exercising their First Amendment right.
Screw the FBI. I'm starting to get my rig together. It's been a struggle, man. It's like the demons don't want me to get it out there. But I've got the rig running. I'm ordering the screens. I'm putting it all together. I should be out on the street with it probably in 3 to 4 weeks. And when it comes out, brother, it's going to rock.
Hey,
it's going to
rock. We'll promote it. Let us know. We can. We'll put it in InfoWars. We'll get you on to get a live stream of it while you're out there live. I think we need more people like Badass Uncle Sam, who's been doing this for years. You've had your channel on. It doesn't say when you started your channel, but it's been there. I mean, we started this in 2018. I think by 2020 we had you on there. 2021, but you were doing it before that. Like. Yeah. You don't need to wait for permission to go out into the street. Just go out into the street. Learn from people like Uncle Sam. Learn from people like Matt Baker. Learn from people like Tim Lastly. Get up and do something. You got free time. You spend your free time on making this country a better place, a country that we all want to live in. All right, we'll be right back. I got some good news coming up next, actually. We'll do a segment of good news.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO-type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra methylene red at the Alex Jones store.